Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty, welcome to the second hour of the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Our subject today is those who need the most help. We definitely need the most help today because of the fact that we are having some technical issues sponsored by the usual suspects. Don't ask me why, because I don't know, but it is here. We are efforting to get that fixed. I was told while I was on the air, while I'm on the air, that technicians are on the way to see what the problem is and solve the problem so we can have a show. What that means for you is the 800 number, 877-932-9766 number, is not going to be effective for you to call in with your questions today. However, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will make an exception and send you right to the top of the line, since this is not your fault. We have on the line Neely Fuller, Jr., live from Washington, D.C., and he's been answering questions, in particular old, or other Gmail questions that has come in. So you can do that by, again, 7 Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can view the program, if you'd like, by going to Facebook, or going to the YouTube channel and typing in the word Talktainment. Scroll down and type in Talktainment number 2, and then you'll scroll again and type in radio, and you can see and hear the program. You can also listen to it as you are on the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage. Just click Listen Live. And also Facebook.com/TalkTainment. And you can hear the rebroadcast of the program. I apologize for my voice trying to come down with something that I don't want. But nevertheless, we're going to effort to do what we can. On that page 60, in the first two under time and energy, you just had mentioned previously, what can you do? And I looked at number one and number two. It said producing, building, repairing, studying, writing, asking questions. All these are constructive activities, would you not say?
Yes, these things come on the economics, which is in area one. And they're the first four things that I outline in the book, right out the gate. I mean, and they cover just about everything. If you're not doing one of these four things, that is an alarm bell that goes off. Starting with, number one, producing, building, repairing, improving, and or cleaning. Those things that have a constructive value and using them for constructive purposes only.
Only, yes.
Now, if you are doing that, that's the top of the list. Starting with that first word, producing. What do the black people of this world produce? All over the world now, if we be honest, are we a productive people? Are we known for our great productions? For our constructive productions? Okay, we do repair some things that somebody else produced. I mean, but we don't do a lot of that either. because we're not allowed to or not in position to.
Okay.
Building, improving. These are characteristics that are supposed to be characteristics of us. Producing, improving, building, repairing, cleaning. Those things that have a constructive value and using them for constructive purposes only. Now, somebody right now somewhere cleaning a 9mm pistol. Are they going to use that for something constructive? Somebody black right now, while I'm talking, is cleaning a 9mm automatic pistol and getting ready to put it in his belt, most likely a him. And he's going out to do what? Produce something? Repair something? He says, well, I'm going to repair my economic condition with this pistol because I don't have any money, and I'm going to use this pistol to get it. Well, now, there's a stipulation there in the code book. Now, that's doing something all right. That's use of time and energy all right. But is it going to produce a constructive result? Is it going to produce a constructive result according to your own, the person who's doing it, your own scheduling, your own outlook on your future? Or are you going to, with that 9mm pistol, produce a future for yourself that you are absolutely pleased with?
Mr. Fuller, this is from the Gmails. The question is this. It says, Mr. Fuller, if there exists such a thing as a white person that does not practice or has never practiced white supremacy racism, would it be accurate to say this group of whites are so few, if they exist at all, that they are statistically insignificant?
Yes. The white people who do not believe in white supremacy are not effective. If they were effective, we wouldn't be having this conversation right
true.
Now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the measure according to the code. You either have it or you don't. You either have white supremacy or you don't. You do have white supremacy. It's the strongest, most powerful political system, religious system, and governmental system as a whole in recorded history. Now, that statement is either true or false. The system of white supremacy is the most powerful government that the world has ever seen, experienced, form of government. Out of all the different governments that have come and gone, the system of white supremacy is now, here in the year 2019, the most powerful government that ever existed in recorded history. It's not called that, but that's exactly what it is. A government that's based on dominating and mistreating people based on color. That's the most powerful government that has ever appeared, the most powerful religion that has ever been practiced, actually practiced, in recorded history. And that's what we have now. And so the white people who do not believe, in answer to the question, in white supremacy, are not as powerful and not as smart as the white people who do believe in white supremacy.
Did you say not as smart?
Not as smart. See, smart people get things done. That's just the nature of being smart. Black people are ignorant people when it comes to the system of white supremacy. We are ignorant. Why? Because if we were smart, we wouldn't be victims of white supremacy. We wouldn't be talking about white supremacy. Racism wouldn't exist if we were smart. So we're not as smart as the people that dominate us. Smart people cannot be dominated. Ignorant people are dominated. That's just the nature of it. That's the logic. Now, I know that that hurts people's feelings.
Yes, it does.
A lot of black people will say, well, the white supremacists are not smart. They are just cunning, and they are evil. Well, you can be smart and be cunning and evil. That's not impossible. Yes. If you have evil intent and you are able to outsmart everybody with your evil intent, that's still being smart. Now, a person, you know, it depends on how you want to use the word smart. And a lot of people have had problems with that word smart. Smart, just what does smart mean? Means you are able to do what you want to do, and nobody's able to stop you from doing it. Now, that's one criteria for being smart. You want to do something. You figure out a way to do it, like the white supremacists have done. And people who are opposed to you doing it are not smart enough to come up with ideas that will stop you from doing what it is that you are doing, even though what you're doing may be evil. The people who say that they are good and they believe in being good and they believe in everybody being good are not smart enough to stop you from being evil, then that means that they are not smart. They're ignorant when it comes to doing their business of overcoming evil. They're not smart. They are not smart. They are not smart in the business of overcoming evil. They say, I'd really like to overcome this evil of racism, but I can't figure out how to do it. Well, if you can't figure out how to do it, that means you're not smart. That's why. You're not smart enough to figure it out. And the people who were able to do what they are doing to you were smart enough to figure out how to do it and get away with it. End of story. Now, if that hurts your feelings, so be it. But that's the truth of the matter. It means you got to do what? Get smart enough to outsmart the people who are evil enough to do evil things to you.
Okay.
It means you have to do some thinking. You can't just lollygag and think that, well, well, it shouldn't be this way. And I'm going to consider myself smart, even though the people who tell me what to do have outsmarted me to my detriment. But I'm not going to spend no time trying to get smart. I'm going to spend time talking about and thinking about how smart I already am. Now, that's not logical.
Yes.
That's not a way to solve problems. The first step toward solving a problem is to recognize that you don't know how to solve the problem. Because if you knew how to solve the problem, the problem would have been solved.
Yes.
That's the logic.
Okay. Talk to him at radio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. And here's a few that I'm going to share with you. Stairway to Heaven, Conversation with Don Corina, and On the Move with Sports Celts. Now, these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and you can click on programs, and then there is a current list of the programming that TalkTainment Radio has. Give it a listen. We call that in radio a sample. Check it out. See if you like it or not. And if you do, well, then hit a subscribe and then put the like button on it. All this from TalkTainmentRadio.com radio, the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr., and our topic is those who need the most help. Yes. And Mr. Fuller has been addressing that by various examples. And we will discuss his book at the 45-minute mark of this second hour. And donations are coming in. We're at the $600 mark, and that's good. We need to wipe that out. Here's a question for you, Mr. Fuller. And excuse my voice, as I appear to be losing it. Says, Mr. Fuller, should non-white people look for and invest time and energy looking for white people who are not racist?
No. No, you don't do that. If they are not racist, just in your normal comings and goings, see, everybody has to be somewhere every day. So what you do, according to the code, you assume that every white person who is able to be a racist in a racist system probably is one. So that's just an automatic assumption. That's why you shouldn't get bent out of shape, or you might say upset, about what you call racial incidents. Everything is a racial incident. You are drowning in racial incidents because you are born into a system of racism. So if somebody says something that's racist on a job or something like that, that shouldn't startle you. That goes with the territory. We are prisoners of war. We are born in a racist system. And a racist system is war. And black people who are on this planet now, regardless of where they are in prison. You're born in prison. So if something happens that reminds you that you're in a prison, well, what is new? I mean, you know, if you're in a prison, when you're doing something, running a machine or texting or driving a car or driving a truck or running a business or doing whatever you're doing, you might not be quote-unquote conscious of the bigger picture of where you are. But if you look at the entire planet, for a black person as being a prison, and you are a prisoner of war in that prison, you shouldn't be startled by anything that reminds you of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it works.
Yes.
And so this serves a very constructive purpose in thinking that way. Because if you're in a prison, you're supposed to be reminded that you're in a prison. That way you will one day, or sooner than you would in under other circumstances where your mind is somewhere else, you would erode, because that's the only way. There's no way to break out of this prison. You can only erode the prison so that the prison is no longer a prison, because this government called the system of white supremacy never should have existed in the first place.
In the first place, yes.
Right. So since it does exist and it is the only world government that we're experiencing, you have to erode it. You can't break out of it. You have to erode it from the inside, because the inside of it is where you are. There's no such thing as breaking out and then working to destroy it from the outside. That's
yeah.
Not logical.
Yes.
When the entire planet and the entire universe as we know it, the known universe, is dominated by the white supremacists. There's nowhere to run.
Yes.
So you have to work from where you are.
Okay.
From inside the prison.
All right. All right. Gmail question. It's from the brother up in Canada. He wrote this, Mr. Fuller. It says, always tell the truth about what your ultimate goal is. He said, question from Mr. Fuller. On page 185 in the expanded version of the code book, in bold letters, Mr. Fuller states, quote, always tell the truth about what your ultimate goal is, end of quote. Do not pretend your ultimate goal is to replace white supremacy with justice when, in truth, your ultimate goal is something else. Mr. Fuller, what questions can you ask yourself to find out a truthful answer?
Every person should wake up every morning and go to that four wants, because your ultimate goal is whatever it is that you really want. And that's on page 171 of the revised expanded edition of the textbook, 171 and 172. That's where those wants are. There are four wants. And I've repeated those on this program many times. I'll do it again. And that is, what do I want to do? You ask yourself that wherever you are. Ask yourself these four basic questions every day, all day. What do I want to do? Why do I want to do what I want to do? How do I plan to do what I want to do? And what do I expect the constructive result to be? Now, everybody on the planet, directly, indirectly, actually ask themselves these questions, probably not in that order. But you should ask yourself those questions and be honest with yourself. See, because everything starts with yourself. Everything is going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And people lie to themselves about what they want. If you ask a person, what do you want to do with your life? The average person will say something that's not true at all. Because, or even if they say something that's not true at all, because they haven't even thought about it in that context. But you want to do something. You want to do something every minute of each day. But what do you want to do ultimately? Well, among black people, and this is just my own assessment, I have observed, and I could be incorrect, more than anything, the black people of this planet want to show off to other black people more than they want to do anything else. They want to do a lot of things, but that's the main thing. The way we fix our hair, if we go and get a tattoo, what is that tattoo for? Stop and think about it. That's something you wanted to do. You wanted to get a tattoo. Now, why did you want to go and get a tattoo on your dark skin? And you go and get a tattoo that looks like a sore, because that's what it's going to look like on dark skin. It's going to look like a malformation. I'm going to say that because that's true. That's what it's going to look like to a person that observes it. Now, you're a person with black skin, and you go in and put some paint or some type of etching on your dark skin. Your skin is already the way it ought to be. But you are going to improve it with a so-called tattoo. Why? Because you heard that that's what people are doing.
You heard.
And you want to show off your tattoo, because somebody down the street got one, okay? See, always think about what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Yes, sir.
And most black people want to do whatever it is that they heard that black people are supposed to be doing, no matter what it is. If black people, if you hear a rumor that black people are doing this, this is the latest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Black people are buying this, going to the store and buying this. You want one instantly. Why? So you can help to show off to other black people.
Yeah, show off.
Show off. It's all about show offism. Now, is that a constructive goal? Black people showing off to each other. Well, let's examine it. It's like what? Prisoners of war or slaves showing off their chains to other slaves. Look, my chains are shinier than yours. Now, a question is raised. Is this a constructive activity? For the slaves at the bottom of a ship, all of them chained together, being shipped somewhere in service to someone else, not to themselves.
Right.
And they have on chains, and one slave looks at the other slave and says, my chains are shinier than your chains. Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
And that is the basic philosophy of black people in 2019 all over the planet, right this minute, truth be told.
Wow.
That's exactly where our minds are in 2019.
In 2019.
I either told the truth or I didn't.
Mm.
Is that our goal? Is that what we want more than anything? And I'm saying, from my observation, unless I have missed something here, and people can correct me, from my observation, that's the conclusion I have come to. We have gone no further than that. People have asked, well, how much progress have black people made?
Wow.
We have made in it on account of our goal doesn't go any further than showing off to other black people.
Got to leave it there for the break, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there as we continue in with our subject today, those who need the most help, all on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Honey, I'm home. I've got a surprise for you. Ugh.
Get that filthy, disgusting tire out of my living room. You're on my favorite rug.
Calm down. You're gonna love this.
What? Whoa. The goldfish bowl.
I won't run over them. Relax.
You roll that tire right back out of here.
Relax. It's all part of my master plan to save us money.
This is not going to be our coffee table. Don't even think about putting a piece of glass on top.
No, honey. This is a reminder to keep our tires properly inflated so we can save money on gas.
Can't we just tie a string around our fingers?
Sweetie, properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
Exactly. To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
What's wrong with a sticky note on the dashboard?
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Hey, let's put the sticky note on the tire.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay, you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
I'm Randy, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic, and it's a good topic today, those who need the most help. And we do right here need the most help today. Just a little sideline. A lot of people don't want to hear this, but then some do. Some are complaining that we were late getting on the air this morning. Mr. Fuller has a routine that he calls in about 2 or 3 minutes before the show begins, and then we test everything to make sure it's okay. Well, Mr. Fuller called in, but the phone call was not recognized, and then we went after the time that we are supposedly on the air. And then I called Mr. Fuller and asked him, you know, what was going on, and he said that he couldn't get through. That is that at that time when we found out that the usual suspects were in play. Now, time is going on, and people are actually getting upset because we're not on the air at the, you know, live at 9 a.m., which I do advertise. Well, anyway, long story short, one of the people here, Ed, asked me to give him Mr. Fuller's number. He did and made the connection with Mr. Fuller, as you can hear now. And so Mr. Fuller is on the air. But we can't take any phone calls because of that particular issue. So some people think that we were being slowful. It wasn't that at all. I'm serious. The usual suspects are in play all the time, in my opinion, trying to do something. But you don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and we are efforting to put a program out that you can enjoy, and a lot of people do. So that's what happened this morning. Now, if you're not in the forgiving business, okay, but that is what happened. As Mr. Fuller has indicated, you have to tell the truth. And that's the truth. That's the truth of what happened. We have no reason to not tell the truth. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Fuller, for being here and for your patience, and thank you for the callers that do understand. As a friend of mine once said, for those who understand, no explanation is needed, and for those who don't, none is sufficient. Okay, we are speaking about help, and Mr. Fuller, this is from this brother. He said, thank you, Mr. Fuller, and good morning. He said, I love your responses because they were absolutely logical and they're without emotion. A few programs ago, your program was phenomenal, but to be truthful, all the programs seem to be that way of late. And a female caller who asked about emotions, many of us, Mr. Fuller, struggle with emotions. The gentleman that called about other victims being off code, and you, Mr. Fuller, stressed the importance of the concept of United Independent. That was brilliant. Many of us are confused about how things work in the prison system. Mr. Fuller's, your analogy about the prison system and milling around in the prison yard was brilliant. Excellent life-changing information. I hope it helps others like it has helped me. Do you have any more information that you could share on that or any more analogies?
No, I don't at this time, but I've certainly been looking into it because using the prison analogies, they're now the comparison of black people. In other words, in making an assessment of where we really are, I think using that prison comparison is kind of something that people can familiarize themselves with instantly. I mean, because so many black males in the Northwestern Hemisphere and throughout the world have experienced what you call greater confinement, what the code calls greater confinement. But actually, we're confined by being people of color, and our prison uniform is our skin color. according to the white supremacists. We're born in jail. So you have a ready-made prison uniform just by having color in your skin. A white supremacist points out, yon goes a person with color in his or her skin. That is a prisoner of mine. If that white person is a white supremacist, that person is a prisoner that I can do anything with. That person is already in my prison in every area of activity, completely dependent upon me, cannot do anything without my permission on my planet or in my universe. And that is a lot of power to have. And that is a wonderful ego trip for every person who is born. And it's not their fault to be born white, but they are introduced to the system that they are in when they come into the world. And they become aware of this because people tell them, now, you are a white person. It's all kinds of people on the planet, short people, tall people, males, females, all kind of creatures on the planet, all kind of birds, all kind of bees. But among people, you're in a system where being white is a wonderful thing to have when you're born because it means you're royal. Now, as a royal member of the royal family of whiteness, you will be punished for doing certain things and you will be ostracized in ways within the royal family from time to time for things that you do or don't do. You will be penalized. But the main thing that you have to concentrate on if you're white is your whiteness, because it means you are a member of the royal family, even though you might not be a favored member at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
But you are favored when it comes to all these non-white people, because you are the master of all of them. And people have paved the way for you. Now, you can accept it or reject it. Now, most people, if they're born into a royal situation, if they're born into a palace-type situation, they don't want to reject that. They don't say, well, I don't think that's the correct way to do business on this planet, so I'm going to renounce my royal title. I'm not going to participate in the family business, you know, like the Corleones, I mean, in the movie The Godfather, whatnot. Michael said he didn't want to participate in the family business. But, hey, if you're born into the family business, most likely you're going to wind up in the family business. So that's just a dilemma that white people are faced with, if you can call it a dilemma, here in 2019, that they inherited a racist system. And it's up to them to make that call about whether they're going to get rid of all the luxuries that go with being white, because a lot of white people will say, well, nobody never gave me anything. I don't have nothing. I mean, these black people talking about they been denied this and denied that. I work for everything I get and blah, 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 blah. Well, the record shows that ways were paved for you if you're white. And there are substantial benefits that go with being white that you don't automatically get if you're a person of color.
Yes.
That's what white supremacy is about. If there were no benefits connected with it, white people themselves would reject it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but there are benefits to it. That's just the way it is. So it's not personal, it's business.
It's business. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and our topic today is those that need the most help. But it is at this time that we have Mr. Fuller speak about his book. And Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
You can go to producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is the method for ordering the one of the three volumes, or all three, or the two that are really the ones that I focus on. That's the revised expanded edition 2016 and the word guide, which came out in 2010, even before the revised expanded edition. And the revised expanded edition is an update of the 1984 edition, which is also there. It has computer design on the cover.
Yes.
Some people have said that they prefer that book to the 2016 edition.
Right.
Or that they like to have both books, even though everything, for the most part, that's in the original 1984 edition, the one with the computer design, is covered, and even more so and in greater depth in the revised expanded edition. But that's just a personal preference on the part of some people. I just say go to the basic book, revised expanded edition, 2016, and the word guide. That's the focus. That should be adequate. Or just the revised expanded edition itself, and without the word guide, if you prefer. But I say the word guide is an excellent supplement to the revised expanded edition. Go to producejustice.com in order to get it. And the book is designed to help the individual person. See, you know, you don't have to be an organizational person or be a member of an organization. It's designed to help you do whatever needs to be done on a daily basis if you're a person of color anywhere on the planet. That's what the book is supposed to be designed to do.
Yes.
Go to producejustice.com.
Okay. More Gmails. It says, Mr. Fuller, many white people seem uncomfortable with racism, which is the system of white supremacy, and yet glorify it, losing sight of the way that their representation of the world, the one that they use on a daily basis, requires them to consider everything that is non-white, that is black, as a thing to hate, to denigrate, and to despise. All of this is based on an idea, concept, a manufactured way of thinking, an idea based on their skin color that they have called white, represents the pinnacle of creation. White skin as a divine reference, and black skin, that is dark skin, as absolute evil. Not everyone understands it, and yet that is what is taught to them every second. Their language consistently supports this idea. Their representation that affects their relationships with all the non-white people on the planet and in all areas of people activity, economics, education, entertainment, politics, work, law, religion, sex, and war. This ideal serves as a battle horse for the domination and abuse of the non-white people in a direct and indirect way. That is what white supremacy represents. This person is in a foreign country, given what, you know, his opinion. I guess you could call it VGQ.
That would come under VGQ.
Yeah.
Did they ask a question?
I was reading it, and no, it didn't seem like there was a question. He was in this particular country that he's in. This is what he's apparently facing. So he just put it to thought. But there was
that's VGQ, Victims mm-hmm. Guaranteed Qualification, according to what's in the textbook. He's qualified to make those remarks, and that is his view. And people should think about his view.
Yes,
since it's being presented.
Yes.
Speech and action is something to think about. And the main thing you look for first when anybody says anything about a condition, is it true? Not who is saying it, but is it true? It's either going to be true or false when somebody describes a situation. So some people have told me there's no such thing as white supremacy. So why am I talking about something that doesn't exist? And I say, well, that comes under VGQ, too. If a person takes a position, there's no such thing as racism, it doesn't exist. Well, that's that person's opinion, and that person, each person is entitled to his or her own opinion.
But wouldn't they have to back that up, Mr. Fuller?
No, they wouldn't have to do anything. See, that comes. That's why I put VGQ in the textbook. It's to keep black people from arguing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
To eliminate arguments altogether.
But if a statement is made like that, wouldn't the question be, well, what proof do you have that...
You can ask that question.
Okay.
You know, but the person doesn't have to provide it. Well, you know, and the reason for that is very logical. You don't want to get back to that slave ship analogy that I have presented before. One black person, because a part of show-offism is one black person saying that they know more about racism than another black person.
Okay, but you said...
That is something that is absolutely prohibited by the code.
Okay, I get that part, but what about this? If a person makes a statement like that, then this question would have to be made. Is that statement that that person made true or not true? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, then if you do that, then what is that going to be based on? What, you know, that person's testimony of it. I mean, they would have to answer that question. Why do you say that's true, sir, ma'am?
The problem here is that word having to. The person doesn't really have to do anything. And we shouldn't try to force the person to do anything. We just say, like the code says, you say. That's why that's in the code book. Well, he said what he said. Or she said what she said. And let's let it turn it loose. We got to learn how to do that.
But if they say that to you...
If they say that to me, people have said to me, Fuller, your entire book is off track. I mean, it's completely worthless. It ain't like one of the first people to read my book said, I don't see nothing in there that I can use. And I said, that's exactly the way the book is supposed to work.
Yes, I remember you saying that, yes.
And I repeat that, and I mean what I say when I say that. That's exactly the way that the book is supposed to work. The book is based on a need, fulfilling a need. If there's nothing in that book that will help a person fulfill the need that that person says that he or she has, then the person has no use for the book.
Okay, but I'm looking at your book and you know, reading your book, and the statements that you have made in your book are backed up by the facts as you presented them. And the question was, are these true? Are these facts true or not true? And you can ask
that question, but the person doesn't have to answer. That's the key.
Okay. Okay.
That's the VGQ factor.
Don't have to answer.
That is to serve what purpose? To keep black people from arguing about racism.
Yes.
Or about anything. Black people should stop having arguments about anything. Conversations, but not arguments.
Okay. I'm going to have to work with myself. I'm going to have to work with that one because...
Yes, sir. No more arguments at all. A person gives their opinion... You say, well, he said what he said, or she said what she said.
But let me ask you this. What are opinions based on?
Based on whatever the person wants to base it on. That's the United Independent factor. That's why I wrote the book, as a part of that. That's a crucial part of the book. So that black people don't spend a whole lot of time arguing with each other at the bottom of the slave ship.
Okay.
About their condition. Why? Because it doesn't work, that's why. It produces nothing that's of constructive value. Arguments produce nothing but what? Other arguments.
So it's okay for you to ask, okay, Mary, you made this statement. Is it okay to ask, well, Mary, why did you make that statement?
Yes, you can ask anything.
But she doesn't have to answer why she made that statement.
She doesn't have to answer. Okay. She can say... My answer, she's answering by answering, saying my answer is I don't have to answer and ain't going to.
Now,
I'm not going to explain nothing to you.
Is that logical for her to say something like that.
Yes, it's logical if that's what she thinks that she should do.
Okay.
All right? Because what is the point of me saying all of that I have said? It's to keep black people at the bottom of the slave ship from arguing about their condition. Why? Because it doesn't produce anything of constructive value. That's why.
Okay. I got
that. The record has shown that. Black people have had every type of argument, barbershop arguments, beauty shop arguments, bus station arguments that you can name. Every type of argument that you can possibly have. Whether Brother Malcolm was on the right track or Martin Luther King. Black people can argue and argue and argue and argue, and at the end of the day, if you notice, absolutely nothing changes as a result.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Now, you're right about that, because I have heard about Shira barbershop arguments. You are right about that one. Whoa.
The white supremacists look back and say, well, you're all arguing about me. I'm still in charge. I mean, you know, so nobody's figured out what to do about me. I don't care how long you argue. You know, I don't care about your arguments. You're not arguing with me, taking up my time, because I'm doing my thing. That's the white supremacist. I knock all your heads together in the middle of your argument.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Oh, well. Mm. Okay.
No,
yeah,
so no more arguments. I mean, we should go into this year 2020 having learned that by now.
Mm-hmm.
Black people don't argue about nothing. We offer our opinion. And we say, well, he said what he said. That's what the code says. That's how you respond. He said what he said.
Mm.
They were full of somebody said that your book ain't about nothing, blah, 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 blah. What do you got to say about that? And I am duty bound, according to what I have written myself, to have one response. Well, he said what he said.
Fuller said.
I say what I say. He said what he said.
Fuller said what he said, period.
Take your choice.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Take your choice between what he said and what I said. Or you can say, ain't neither one of them talking about nothing.
So whatever whatever Fuller said does not necessarily have to make sense to me. He said what he said. Am I correct?
It will make sense to the person that it makes sense to.
Okay.
See, that's what I mean by follow the logic.
Okay.
Whatever logic, you know, leads you to logic. Whatever leads you to logic. And if a person says, well, you're not being logical, all right, then the person says, well, I still say what I say. All right? Now, what you going to do about it? What are we supposed to do now, fight? Now, I mean, that's not an improvement.
Yeah.
So you just say, okay, you said what you said. People can listen to what you said. And if it helps them to do whatever needs to be done, so be it. And if it doesn't, so be it.
Wow. Yeah. That actually, last part, I actually understand that part there. We're not going to argue. Okay.
No more arguments about nothing. Why? Because it doesn't produce anything. That's why. Now, what's the difference between an argument and a conversation? A conversation is about problem solving. Did it solve a problem? That's how you know it was a conversation. An argument was a problem solved. You would know that that was an argument when it didn't solve a problem.
Mm. Well, guess what? I think we're going to have to leave it there because we are right at the end of the program. Good conversation. Sorry about we didn't get any calls through, but we already know that the usual suspects were in place. So let me say this, talktainmentradio.com. The world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We will see you next week. I believe it's going to be the last show of 2019. So we'll put that into play. TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, and thanks for listening. TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.